Welcome to Listener Bay Area, a special edition on the KBLX Cares program time slot. I'm filling in here for Sterling James because I got two of my most favorite people in the entire world. Okay, well, in this room anyway. I like them a lot. I like my mom a lot, too. Say hello to the Minister of Liberation from Glide and a co-founder of Glide, the Reverend Cecil Williams, and another wonderful person, his wife. She's a co-founder of Glide herself, Ms. Janice Mercatani. Good morning to both of you.
Thank you. Good morning, great to be with you, Jerry.
Yes, always, good to be here again. Always, how about that? So we're talking about, among other things, this year's Holiday Jam, which is coming up on November 29th, Wednesday, November 29th, at the Masonic here in San Francisco, right?
Yes.
We're trying to figure out how many we've done. We're just going to decide it's been decades worth of events, right?
Yes, we've been doing it for over three decades. It's a major fundraiser for Glide programs, primarily our meals program, which serves over 800,000 free meals three times a day, every single day, 365, plus all of our other programs, which are about empowerment and alleviating suffering and helping people transform their lives. This year's theme, Love Overcomes, I think it's very fitting because we have so much to overcome.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think love is, as the most powerful force, can only overcome hate, overcome divisiveness, overcome the isms, and overcome the many lies that we're hearing, or the contradictions that we're hearing, and the threat of war and threat to our planet. So love will overcome.
You guys always have a great title and subtitle for your event. How do you come up? Is that a committee thing, or are you thinking about it through the year and say, that's what we're going to call it this year? And
well,
how do you come with the title?
We sit down and really peruse what's going on. We look at what's going on, and then we look at it and talk about it. And then we try to make it related to the community, to the nation, to the world. It has that kind of dimension to it. We are very concerned about, of course, the refugees, the people who are out of touch with the community and the, and the situation because of what they, the plight that they have to go through. And that plight is to cut them off, to keep them down, to keep them where they are rather than to open up new possibilities for them. So it has to do with getting together and coming together and making it sound and good where people can relate to it and make a contribution, but also have good fun and good feast.
I think the fun and the feast we want to really emphasize too, even though we're very, very cause-oriented, and we know that the people who support us share our values of radical inclusiveness and unconditional love and acceptance and social justice. But the fun and the feast is will be featuring the Glide Ensemble and the Change Band, of course, our homies. And we will also be featuring very, very fortunate to have joining us Valerie Simpson, Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter, Judith Hill from The Voice, V. Bozeman, who stars as Veronica in Empire, Butterscotch, who is a voice percussionist, musician, and beatboxer and adorable, and Next Town Down, which is a group of young men who are R&B but very uplifting, and they represent the younger generation. So we're going to have a really good time, and we'll also be paying tribute to our outgoing chair who served for 22 years at Glide, and she has made such a profound difference in helping us build and guiding us through, you know, some stormy times. Amy Arrett, and we'll be welcoming also three new leaders to our to our staff. The chair of the board is new chair is Kay Foster, and Karen Hanrahan is the new CEO president, and Reverend Jay Williams as the lead pastor. So it's going to be a very exciting night, full of music and fun and feasting, and it's a sit down dinner. So people can really enjoy themselves. And then, of course, we serve food in the balcony, too.
Now, I got to say this, because I've been there a few times. Thank you very much. And I'm going to be there again on the 29th. The food is amazing. The entertainment is even more fun. Great evening. And you see a lot of San Francisco kind of folks. I mean, rich folks who may not have as much money, and everybody in between. You see young people there. There's older people there. There's African-American. There's Latino. It's a great melting pot of San Francisco. It's a perfect event. If you want to know what's going on in the Bay Area, you need to go to this event.
Thank you. That's and we're going to be at the Masonic this year.
So at the Masonic's a great location. They remodel it. It's beautiful.
That's what makes it so important.
That's right.
And the fact that we have a mixture of people. Mm-hmm. People coming from all walks of life, mm-hmm. people who are finding their way into the city are already in the city because they are here and they come to this event. This is these events that we have. In fact, the entire events, Christmas, so many times that people get together. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity for people to come together and make sure that something happens, something significant, something that helps people to say that Christmas is and the season is a good time for people to get together.
Absolutely.
And so
I know Nikki in particular is very excited about it, and I'm looking forward to seeing it too. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. This is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Jerry Dove, and my guests today are the GLIDE, folks from GLIDE, the co-founder and minister of liberation, the Reverend Cecil Williams, and GLIDE co-founder Janice Mirkatani, who happens to be his wife, or I should say she happens to be his husband, because I know you've heard that your entire life, that you're his wife.
Correct,
you know, my brother always says, you know, I was introduced him as my brother, and I was like, he always likes to say, well, no, you're my brother, too. I say, you know, all right, man. Introduce
We're
yourself
all one
first.
Big family, though.
All right, so how can we get some tickets? I want to go to the event. I don't have any tickets. Where do I get some tickets?
They can go to glide.org and be instructed through how to purchase tickets. Or they can call 415-674-6060.
Or they can come by GLIDE.
They can come by GLIDE as well.
They can come by and get tickets right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go to glide.org and find out all about us as well as be able to purchase tickets.
And you need volunteers too for the night?
We need volunteers all in the month of December.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because we're going to be doing many, many activities for everybody, the children, the elderly. Of course, our prime rib luncheon that Joe Betts and the House of Prime Rib provides 2,000 pounds of prime rib.
Wow.
And that'll be served on Christmas Eve, which is a Sunday this year. It's one of our favorite lunches, isn't it?
I bet it is.
The toy giveaway also.
Yeah, I was going to ask about donations
of
toys. Yeah.
And we have also a grocery bag giveaway.
That's
we will
on
have.
The 16th. The grocery bag giveaway is on the 16th of December. And we're looking forward to that also.
I think this season is a time of giving, of loving, of helping people who don't have or who have less and who are even homeless to feel like they have a place to come that is welcoming, warm, and loving. And
that loving has to do with also that love overcomes.
Love
really
overcomes.
When it comes to GLIDE, we try very hard to let everybody know that no matter what the circumstances, whatever they're going through, whenever they're going through it, however they're going through it, that we are always there to say to them that love overcomes. And that's a pivotal point of what we do and say. Mm-hmm. When you got that going for you, man, you've got something really going.
That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Beautiful statement. So,
and we will have a Christmas Day celebration also.
Okay.
In which we will be feeding people as well as having two celebrations at 9 and 11. Mm-hmm. So, and that's Monday.
You guys are busy.
This is kind of a
busy time of the year.
Busy time, yes.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, we live in the Bay Area, and we always know what's the old Mark Twain thing about the coldest day he ever spent was the summer in San Francisco. And it seems to me that people are only collecting coats and things during the winter time here. But you could collect coats, socks, all kinds of things all throughout the year, January, February, March, right through the summer around here, right? You guys collect, what are you finding that the people that you're working with, what do they need all year long that people can start donating and getting now?
First of all, one thing we always need is food. Food is critical because people want to eat first. They want to nourish their system, their bodies, their minds, and their hearts. And the food is very important. And if we could realize that, we could feed the whole world, whole wide world, if we all came together. And that's a need that's great and very prevalent at this particular time in history. So food is one of the basic things.
the practical thing to do is to donate money so that we can purchase food. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because we have to purchase in great quantities.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. There's no doubt about it. Money pays off. It pays off because we're able to select what we need and how we need it. We're able to listen and get the vibes of people when they say, this is what we want, this is what we'd like, this is what we would like to do with it. And it helps us in all of our programs. Mm-hmm. Money is significant because of the different programs that we have. We want to reach out to people to make sure that people are touched, and especially during the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to understand that, however, that is just not Christmas that's good. It's all year round.
Right.
And we want the good works to come now and come in January and to come in June and to come in other months of the year.
Absolutely.
I think Glide is a beacon of hope all year round. Mm-hmm. And so we need volunteers all year round. We get a lot of volunteers for Thanksgiving, for the Christmas season, Christmas dinners, and lunch and breakfast. But we need people all year round, every day, because the staff, we can't feed 3,000 people a day with just the staff that we have. So we're always calling for volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Now, one other thing, I'm going to change the subject for half a second. I was in Memphis about a month ago, and I went to the Civil Rights Museum, and I thought about both of you guys because obviously we're so connected with Dr. King and Coretta Scott King. And I went to the Civil Rights Museum, and if you haven't ever been there, first time I'd ever been to Memphis, you got to go. I mean, because our bus drove up and said, okay, we saw a sign across the street that said National Civil Rights Museum, but when you get off the bus and you turn to your right, you're looking at the balcony where Dr. King was shot. They've got a reef right over it, and they got the cars that are still parked below it. You go into the hotel, which is now a fantastic museum, and all the speeches and everything, and I'm sure I saw some pictures of you guys in a march or something there. I go across the street, there's another museum where James Earl Ray was, and they showed you where he was when he shot Dr. King. It's just,
wow.
You got to go. It's just it's just breathtaking. It's amazing, and well, I thought
we
about you guys.
There. We were certainly there.
Yeah,
been to most of King's marches.
Yes.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Cecil went march with King from Selma to Montgomery.
Oh, wow.
Amidst all the snarling dogs and the
right. Yeah.
Police batons and all of that.
And they showed you again all of this. I mean, I've been on this planet for a little while, so I've seen a lot of this video, but there were some things I'd never seen before.
Really?
I learned 15
really?
Different things in just 3.5 hours. There, it's an amazing thing.
Well, we're going now that you've recommended, we're going to take it up.
I think you should.
And we'll go.
Starting to make a little progress at last election cycle last week. A lot of African Americans, Latinos, gays, lesbian mayor up in Seattle, I think, Portland, when it was the first time ever was elected. So making a few inroads here.
Yes.
We got to fight back against you know who because this world is upside down
right now.
I'm going to tell everybody to go find out about more of this and feel good about yourselves by coming to the Holiday Jam on November 29th at the Masonic Auditorium here in San Francisco. Information at glide.org. You want to leave us with one more thing?
Love overcomes.
And love overcomes. And when love overcomes, you got something going for you. I can say this, love overcomes because it is that which is caring and compassionate, and it extends to the heart and the soul and the mind, and therefore all of us ought to accept the fact that love will touch us one of these days, and we won't know what it is except that it changes us to be more human and to be more loving and to be more just and to be kind and good for people and make this a better world for all of us to live. Yeah, it's time for us to live now. Love, because it's all love.
Amen to that. That's going to do it for us here at Listen Up Bay Area. I want to thank my guests, the Reverend Cecil Williams and Janice Mirkatani, both of Glide. Make sure you get out to the Holiday Jam on November 29th. You will not regret it. I'm your host, Jerry Devon. In case you missed part of this show or you just want to hear it all over again, check out our podcast page. My producer, Carlos, promises me that this will be up by Monday afternoon. Be sure to listen to us next week. Until we speak once again, let's all release, make peace, and move forward.